Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A student pulling a gun from his backpack, opening fire inside of a high school in Santa Clarita, California. That's where we find Alex Stone. Alex, what do we know? What is the latest in this? So the shooter ended up shooting himself in the head. And the last we heard, he was hospitalized in grave condition.
Yeah, Brian, good morning. Yeah, he is still alive right down the street from where I am right now at Henry Mayo Hospital. We know it was only 16 seconds from the moment that he pulled the .45 caliber handgun out of his backpack to the time it took him to shoot his five victims and then shoot himself in the head. But as you mentioned, he's still alive. The victims were apparently shot at random. Deputies say it seems to have just been who was around this young man and nobody specifically who he was targeting. This is LA County Sheriff's Captain Ken Wagner.
We have no indication that there's any nexus between the victim and the suspect, the subject, except the fact that they were all students there.
Now, today the focus, Brian, is on trying to find a motive. Detectives don't know why the boy allegedly, and we say allegedly because he is still alive and has not been convicted, why he allegedly carried this out. They do have an Instagram account that last night they believed was his, in which there was a message posted before the shooting that said,
"Saugus, have fun at school tomorrow."
This happening at Saugus High School. But then there's a big mystery today because somebody changed that message after the shooting. There was magically a change.
Which means there is somebody else that has access to this account, be it a hacker or be it a friendly who has his password.
But today it's looking like that account, that Instagram account, may be a hoax, that somebody put it up there after the fact and duped the FBI and the LA County Sheriff's Department. So today they've got to figure out, is that really his Instagram account? Is it somebody else's? They don't know. If it is his, who was modifying his Instagram account after the shooting, after he'd already shot himself in the head? So still, a lot of things they've got to try to work on today, but the big one being motive. They don't know.
Alex, we talk about these events happening in a matter of moments, or it can happen in a minute. Here we're talking about a quarter of a minute. I mean, just seconds it took for such carnage to be carried out. What did police have to say about that? I'm sure that has to be kind of ringing in their heads that they wouldn't have had any time to respond to this.
No, and then nobody did. 16 seconds, and they know that because there's surveillance video from the school of him, according to detectives, of clearly pulling the gun out of the backpack and then committing the mass shooting, that they got on scene in under 2 minutes, and immediately when deputies went running in, they saw that victims were all over and that they had a mass shooting. At that time, they didn't know their suspect was a suspect. They thought their suspect was a victim, because he was down on the ground and bleeding out of his head, and they didn't see a gun there right away. So they began treating them as victims with who they thought was an active shooter who was still on the loose and still on campus grounds. But the speed at which this went on, and now remember, this was a handgun. This was not a rifle of any kind. But the calculation, it appears, that he counted the rounds to know to leave one bullet for himself. Then he put the gun to his head, pulled it. There were no bullets left in that gun after that. So there's a belief that he at least was calculated enough to know how many bullets he had, how many he had shot, and then leaving one for himself to try to commit suicide, which at least as of right now was not successful. But it was very, very quick. And they're interviewing his mom. They're interviewing his girlfriend. They're interviewing those who knew him to try to get some of these answers.
Well, Alex, we thank you for the update. That's Alex Stone joining us live from Santa Clarita, California, the site of the latest school shooting.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.